We're here with Jonathan Mosen, Vice President for Blindness Hardware Product Management for Freedom Scientific. Glad you could be with us today.
Thanks, AJ. It's nice to be working with you again after all this time.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of exciting things to talk about today with Freedom Scientific. Why don't we start off with talking about the PacMate Omni?
Okay, well, let's do that. Well, PacMate Omni is the latest version of Freedom Scientific's PacMate Accessible Pocket PC. And what we've done with PacMate Omni is updated it to the very latest operating system, which is Windows Mobile Version 6. That came out even after Windows Vista, so it's Microsoft's very latest operating system offering. And with that, we've been able to continue PacMate's tradition of openness, so you can go ahead and install a wide range of Windows Mobile applications on the device. But also, there's that blindness specificity, because the reality is that we as blind people use these devices very differently from the way that a sighted person uses a Windows Mobile device. You're not going to write the Great American Novel on a tiny PDA with a touchscreen.
Right.
But many people who are students, working as lawyers, you know, professionals around the place, they will write long documents with their PacMate. So we've got the freedom to install whatever you want, but we've also taken into account the way we use these devices differently. On the PacMate Omni, some of the new features, highlights. One is that when you reset the machine, perhaps you've got a poorly behaved application that you try and install or whatever, and you need to do a hard reset, you're not going to lose your data anymore, because we store that data on flash now in the machine itself. So hard resetting no longer means that you will have to restore from a backup. We also have prolonged the battery life as a result of not having to have a reservoir of battery, because if you let the battery run all the way down and you leave the machine off for a prolonged period, you're not going to lose your data either. So battery life is longer. PowerPoint support. We're the only note-taker device that supports PowerPoint. You can read presentations right on your PacMate Omni. Word 2007 and Excel 2007 support right in the machine. So anybody who sends you a document from Microsoft Office using the new version, you've got no problem reading it. We've got push email technology, which is just great. You can connect to a Microsoft Exchange server and get email instantly, or even use services like Hotmail and Windows Live and get that straight in your inbox without even having to go to the web. So you can use Hotmail on your PC when you need to do that, and that very same email is going to be pushed to you on your PacMate Omni right in your inbox. So it's a really friendly interface. And there are a whole bunch of things that we've done, and obviously Freedom Scientific runs a podcast called FS Cast,
right,
available on our site, and I've detailed a lot of the features there. But it's a really significant release. And the other thing that we're really proud of with this is the pricing, because other products in the market might charge, you know, a couple of $1,000s for an upgrade of this kind. And if you've got all your contracts current with us, then you'll pay only $299. And for the kind of upgrade we're talking about, that's a breakthrough in the industry.
Would that involve, is there a hardware upgrade as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, there's a hardware and a software element. So you send the PacMate itself to us. And another nice thing about PacMate is that we have this Braille display, which attaches very snugly. You wouldn't even be able to tell that there are two units, because it's such a snug fit. But the Braille display will detach. You can keep that Braille display at home while you do the upgrade and use it with your PC with JAWS running on it, because it will attach as a standard USB Braille display. You send the PacMate unit itself to us, we will upgrade the hardware, and we'll also install the new operating system and the PacMate 6.0 software, and we'll ship it back to you.
As far as the hardware is concerned, other than the battery life, is there any increased processor power or other ports that are added to the hardware?
The big hardware change is the fact that we have a 128 megabyte flash disk on board, so that there's a lot more internal data storage space, which is obviously non-volatile. So that's the major hardware change that we've introduced there.
Okay, what about for someone who perhaps bought a PacMate used from a friend and is not under a current contract? What options do they have?
If you don't have any current contracts with us, then the most that you pay to upgrade, if you're running the current PacMate 4.1 software on the existing unit, is $699. So again, that's about a third of what you might pay to upgrade other closed proprietary note-taking devices.
Sure. Well, there's a lot going on with the PackMate, but we have several new software releases that have come out in the last couple months as well. I guess we should first start out talking about JAWS 9, which has been out for a little bit now.
Yeah. Well, you know, we've been pretty prolific, actually, at Freedom Scientific. How's that for a little pun?
Sure.
but we have been. There's a lot going on right now. JAWS 9 was released towards the end in the last quarter of 2007, and oh, there are so many features that we're proud of in JAWS 9. One of the things that I use all the time, and I suspect you'd be into this too as someone who obviously combs the web for bargains and things like that, is the ability to take a bit of HTML that's on a web page or in an email message, and then you go ahead and paste that maybe into an HTML document that you're composing or an email message, and all of the links, all of the formatting is preserved, and there's no other screen reader that will do this from within a virtual buffer. So that's something that really has made a difference to people, because how things look is important. You know, we live in a sighted world, and if our formatting isn't right and it looks sloppy, then we're not taken seriously. So there's also the convenience aspect of it too, that when you send an email to someone, all the links that they can click on are still preserved.
Sure, and I've seen it when emails have been sent from screen reader posts, and you'll see table 2 with 4 rows and 2 columns because they just copied it off the website. And
that's right, the actual text where it says, right. it is copied from the virtual buffer. So now you can tell who's using JAWS and who's using inferior products, because it's absolutely clear. So there's that. We've also done a lot of work on our Microsoft Word support in JAWS version 9. We reworked that. It's very snappy, it's fast, it's responsive, and it's accurate. So if you work in Microsoft Word a lot, you'll find, for example, that screen refreshes are not really necessary. It's just very robust and fast. Similarly, in Windows Vista, we did quite a bit of work with Eloquence and the way that we talk to the new Windows Vista sound stack, which is quite different in the way that it operates. So, you know, we have heard reports that occasionally there are issues with some sound cards in Windows Vista, and we've provided a workaround for those experiencing those. But for the vast majority of people, they'll experience real snappiness under Windows Vista with JAWS 9 and Eloquence. One of the other things that we did, which we've had a lot of positive feedback about, is the verbosity dialogue has been renamed to the JAWS options dialogue. And there are so many ways that you can customize JAWS, both in a specific application and also just overall for all applications. And we heard from users, you know, there are so many choices and it would be great if you could find a way to group them in a logical way. So what we did with the JAWS options dialogue is we created a tree view structure so that you can easily choose the category of thing you want to change. And then the nice thing is when you tab, you've got context-sensitive help for each and every option in that dialogue. So if you often have something there and you think, well, what does this actually do? You just press tab once and you're in a read-only edit box that gives you full details about all the things that that option will do. So there's that feature as well, and people have commented very favorably on that. Gmail support's in there as well, which many people appreciate. You used to go to Gmail and you'd see this message that says, if you're using a screen reader, you may like to choose the basic interface. And that's what you had. Now you don't need to choose that basic interface. You've got the power of the full interface.
Because you would lose a lot of the options by going to the basic interface.
You do. And the thing is, I think that this is symbolic of our determination to work with these Web 2.0 applications where there's a lot of dynamic HTML going on. We're very mindful that that's the way the world is going. And I think you're seeing us really embracing those kinds of sites with what we've done with Gmail. There's a lot of features there, and you can download the What's New. There's also a list of them on the site. But it's just important to note also that just before this conference last week, we've come out with our first hotfix for JAWS version 9, and that's available for download. So if you have a JAWS 9 installed now, you can just go ahead and check for updates. It will update itself. If you don't yet have JAWS 9 and you're eligible to download it, then you can download it, and the version that you get off our site now is the latest JAWS 9 with the hotfix applied. And the main purpose of that hotfix is to provide support for Magic 11, which is in public beta, and JAWS 9 compatibility.
Sure, and you mentioned Web 2.0, which definitely is emerging and becoming quite popular. What about something like Google Docs or spreadsheets? Is there any support for that, or is that forthcoming?
I can't comment on what might be forthcoming, because Eric Damry looks after JAWS.
Of course.
So what I can talk about is what we have, but I can say that we're very much cognizant of the fact that the world is moving to 2.0 type applications, and you know, we've determined to embrace those as releases of JAWS progress. And I think people will be pretty pleased with what they see in Gmail if they haven't tried it yet.
Right. And as you know, and as we all know, there's been a lot of advancements, new companies coming into the screen access field in the last year or two, even announcement today about a free web-based screen reader. How does Freedom Scientific and JAWS continue to differentiate themselves and keep JAWS in the forefront of screen reading technology?
Gosh, there are so many answers to that question. I think what I would say to you is, you know, if you really want to answer the question, you try using any other product and you'll soon realize, if you've been a JAWS user, all the things that you miss. Working on the web, for example, and the ability to set place markers, the huge variety of quick nav keys. Some people offer some quick nav keys. No one offers the range of them to quickly navigate to the elements that you want on the web that JAWS does. No one else is doing quick navigation in Word, for example. So you've got a well-formatted Word document. It's really easy to be able to jump between the headings, move to a paragraph, check out footnotes, revisions, all of those things with the quick nav keys turned on within Microsoft Word. Obviously, the scripting language is mature. You know, there are others who are finally cottoning on to the fact that scripting just might be a good idea after all these years. But we do have a scripting language that stood the test of time. And more importantly, scripting is useless without community. And there's a strong sense of community around JAWS, where you have talented people writing some really great stuff. Take iTunes as an example of that. If you try to use iTunes with any other screen reader, it's really not a very pleasant experience. It may be doable with a lot of hunting and pecking and hit and miss and pointing and clicking, but it's not what you'd call a nice user experience. By contrast, you have TNT Consultancy, which is a United Kingdom-based firm,
yes,
who are developing JAWS scripts for iTunes, and you put those on there with JAWS, and iTunes sings and dances. You can make purchases of individual tracks with the iTunes Music Store. You can browse radio stations. You can build playlists. And that's the kind of access that, that we offer. I think, too, you've got to make sure that the company that you entrust your screen reading needs to has the service and support to back up and continue to develop what we sell. You know, if your job depends on your screen reading technology, then you've really got to make sure that the product is going to be here tomorrow, that it's going to continue to be developed, that if there are issues, there's technical support available for it, and that that tech support is easily accessible and comprehensive. So part of it is function, and I think we win very easily, hands down, in terms of function, but also it's having the resources to continue to keep pace with developments, to update the software on a regular basis. And if anything, you know, in recent years, the updates to JAWS have been a lot more frequent. Since we changed to the new authorization scheme and the automatic updates, I think we did four, maybe even more, updates to JAWS version 8 over the period of a year, for example. So we're doing very regular and quite significant updates that you can download and give people the benefit of all of the work that we do. When an issue is reported, and, you know, people often wonder, well, what happens to the issue that I report?
Right.
So when an issue is reported, if it's not an issue that we can resolve at first level tech support, so we can tell you how to fix it, then that issue does get escalated and it goes on an agenda. And those escalated issues are considered by product management. They're worked through with our developers. We don't just put them in the too hard basket. Every issue that's reported that requires attention by us has status and is continued to be worked through until we come to some sort of resolution.
Sure. You mentioned the maturity of the scripting language, and now much more of that is available in Magic. So what is the big use of the scripting language in Magic?
Well, we recently introduced Magic Pro Scripting Edition, which we also covered on FSCast. And I think what's happening in the industry, and JAWS has, Freedom Scientific has led the way in this, is that we're realizing that it is not appropriate anymore to put people into boxes, into compartments, into a low vision category and into a blindness category. Because for many people, vision loss is a continuum. You become a low vision user, and over time, your low vision may get lower and lower, and you start to look more favorably at speech. Sometimes it's a blindness adjustment thing. So for a while you may consider that you're going to do whatever it takes to do things the, quote, cited normal way, unquote. And even if that means that you're going to take a long time to read an email message by looking at the screen, then that's what you'll do. But eventually, as you become more comfortable with, look, what really matters is not whether I'm doing it the way that everyone else does it, but whether I'm being as productive as I can be, whether I'm minimizing my eye strain, all of that sort of thing, then you start to embrace the thought that, well, maybe using speech is a viable option, is something I should consider. So there's a lot more speech in magic than there used to be. The keystrokes are similar. So now if you do a magic key with down arrow, you're going to do a say all in magic in the same way that it does a say all in Jaws. It's the same key structure. And so it naturally flowed from that the scripting language should also be included in magic, so that when scripting developers like the folks at TNT Consultancy and many others that we have doing work with Jaws scripts, when they start to think about how they can customize a particular application on the job, which is where Jaws really shines. You know, I mean, you've got standards like active accessibility and various options like that, but when you're working in a call center or some proprietary application has been developed, and working with that application is the difference between whether a blind person can have this job or not, that's where, again, you know, Jaws makes the difference. So when you're customizing an application like that, you might be thinking, well, okay, in this call center, a blind person may need this information on their braille display at any given time, and they may, when a call comes in, require the caller name to be spoken. A low vision user may need a particular, may need that caller's name or number magnified.
Right.
They may need some other highlighting for a particular piece of information. It could be a credit rating, or it could be any number of things where you need to make something stand out. You need it to enlarge. You need it to do something that makes it visually much more discernible from the rest of the screen. So now it's possible to do all those things with Magic Scripting Edition. And the neat thing is that all of these functions can be incorporated into the one set of scripts. So when you're writing for Jaws and Magic, you can create one set of script files, and they can be, but they will do various things depending on Jaws or Magic being run to activate those scripts.
Can a blind person write a script for Magic and have enough understanding of how the screen is laid out to understand what a low vision user would want in a script?
They can, but they really have to understand issues of contrast and magnification.
Just like a low vision user would have to understand what blind people would consider relevant speech.
Yeah. For example, I mean, there are sighted people who write some really awesome scripts, for example. And so to do that, though, they have to really sort of get in the head of a blind user and understand what's required. So it is doable. And I know, for example, that JSAY, which is a great set of scripts that work with Dragon Naturally Speaking.
Right.
They are doing a low vision version of those with Magic, and Brian Hartchen, who's totally blind, is writing those. So it's certainly doable and is being done.
Sure. Before we go, let's talk a little bit about OpenBook 8.0. We have not heard a lot from OpenBook lately. What makes version 8 worth the wait?
Oh, well, we've improved the OCR engines, updated them in OpenBook version 8, and there's some really good technology where when you are scanning a document, you can actually have it checking in the background against two or three options, and it's quite a seamless kind of check. I mean, you may notice a slight speed decrease while it goes ahead and does that check, but you don't hear that it's going on. It just goes on in the background. And
sure.
Then it chooses the engine appropriate to that document, and it will render the page for you in the most accurate way possible. So that's pretty significant.
Right.
We embrace the real speak voices that many people had when they got their Jaws 8. So we're working really well with those in OpenBook 8. And again, what you're seeing in OpenBook 8 is a move towards this consistency across the Freedom Scientific product line. When you use a PacMate QX, our QWERTY version, for instance, you've got the same kind of commands as you have in Jaws. When you use OpenBook version 8 now, by default, you know, if you've got so accustomed to the old way, you can change it back, but by default, you've got all the Jaws keys now that control the thing. So your insert with T is going to give you the title of your document. Your insert down arrow is going to do a say all. And so for many Jaws users, these commands are just second nature. You know, you do them without thinking. And when you're in OpenBook, you have to do a double take and say, oh, insert down arrow, doesn't read that.
Sure.
Now it does. We've done a lot of work with our MP3 rendering support, with DAISY. We have built-in Braille support now, and I think this is really exciting, because there are some people for whom open book is enough. If you don't want to get online, and obviously that's not this audience, because otherwise they wouldn't be hearing us.
Right.
If, remember, 85% of the blind population in the United States is over the age of 65. And for them, what they miss on many occasions is the ability to read a newspaper, the ability to read letters from their grandchildren, just reading their mail. So for them, running open book on a computer may be enough. Equally, you have people who are Braille readers and maybe don't require PC information. So for them, we've introduced standalone Braille support without any other screen reader running. And this is using the same components that JAWS uses. So any Braille display that JAWS supports, Open Book will support natively without any screen reader needing to be run. There's better eloquence support. We're using the same native eloquence that JAWS uses, as opposed to the SAPI-based Via Voice that we've used in previous versions.
Right.
A whole bunch of features. And again, although we haven't quite released Open Book 8, the What's New list is available on the Freedom Scientific website, and we also discussed that in an FS cast a couple of months back. And that release is imminent, and I'm sure people will really enjoy that once they get that.
So let's talk about that in closing. You have FSCast on the website. What other ways that people can get more information about you and your products?
Well, the website at freedomscientific.com, that's all joined together, freedomscientific.com, has a wealth of information. Everything from product information to user guides to a vast range of DAISY material that you can actually download. Anything that Freedom Scientific produces in DAISY, you can play for free if you have a copy of JAWS installed, because we have a version of FS Reader, which is our DAISY player, that is included with JAWS, and that will play any Freedom Scientific DAISY book that we produce. So you can download that material if you don't have it on the latest JAWS 9 disc, where we include most of it. And we're producing material in full text and audio now when we do DAISY. So when you load a DAISY book, you can do a Control F and you can search for a particular string of text. And if you want to hear how the computer speaks when they're telling you about a certain thing, you can go ahead and play the audio. What we also have done with DAISY in recent times with FS Reader is, even if you're not in the FS Reader application on your desktop, you can press Control P from anywhere and play and pause the audio as long as FS Reader is running. So if you're learning about Word, for example, and you're in the Word application and you want to try something out that the narrator is telling you to do, you can just pause it with Control P without having to Alt-Tab in the window. So try that. We've got the technical support database that you can search if you're having issues before you call us. There are many answers there. There's the podcast called FSCast, which you can just download as an MP3 or subscribe to using IE7 or Juice or whatever it might be. So there's a real world of information to explore on freedomscientific.com. And if you're in the United States and you want to talk to one of our sales team, we'd love to chat with you. And that phone number is 1-800-444-4443.
Perhaps one of the easiest phone numbers in the world to remember.
Ain't we glad we got it? We inherited that one from Arkenstone.
Absolutely. Jonathan Mosen, perhaps one of the most well-known names at Freedom Scientific. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, likewise.